Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Relief.
Well, come on, tell us the news.
You know the school paper?
Yeah.
They needed a new reporter, and a lot of guys tried out for it, but who do you think they picked?
I'll take a wild guess. You.
Yeah, how'd you know?
Women's intuition.
I'm not just going to be an ordinary reporter. I'm going to have my own column.
Your own column? That's terrific.
Congratulations, Peter.
Thanks. And I know just what I'm going to call it. The Whole Truth by Scoop Brady.
Scoop? Oh, that's great.
I'm going to write a column that'll stand Fillmore Junior High on its ear. Then I'm going to write one for my high school. Then for college. I might become a famous reporter. Maybe I'll win a Pulitzer Prize. But first I better do something.
What's that?
Learn how to type.
Nope. I had three pencils in this drawer. They're gone.
Check with Scoop Brady.
Oh, no. First he takes my carbon paper, then my erasers, and now my pencils.
Mine, too.
Did either one of you take the pencils from my desk?
Nope.
Well, somebody did.
Check with Scoop Brady.
Oh, for crying out loud. First he takes my carbon paper, and then my erasers, and now my pencils.
Did you call me, honey?
Sweetheart, have you seen my typewriter? It was in here this morning.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Power of the press. Scoop Brady borrowed it.
You're kidding. First he takes my carbon paper, then my erasers, then my pencils, now my typewriter?
Well, he said he was a little short on the tools of his trade.
Well, I guess it's all pretty exciting for him. I'll put my notes on my tape recorder.
Listen, by the way, honey, don't go looking for your old brown hat.
My old brown hat?
Peter, why are you wearing Dad's old hat?
Because that's how us reporters look in the newspaper game. My name isn't Peter, it's Scoop.
Scoop? You mean Stoop.
Very funny.
I think we saw this one already. No, they all look the same.
Will you guys turn that thing off? I'm trying to think.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm watching!
I told you I can't think!
Well, that's nothing new.
Hey, will you guys knock it off? I'm trying to work.
You better knock it off. There are two of us and only one of you.
Yeah!
We need that
yard!
Wait a minute! What's the matter?
Hi, Beck.
Big Shot Stoop won't let us watch TV.
I can watch TV upstairs. I'm trying to work.
Why can't you work upstairs?
Dad, a newspaper man has to be near the phone. You never know when a big story might break.
Well, that's a point. Why can't you kids watch television upstairs?
That's just a dinky little setup there, Dad. And what if we get hungry? This is right next to the kitchen.
Yeah.
Look, kids, when one person is doing something that's important to him, sometimes the others have to accept a little inconvenience.
He means we gotta watch upstairs.
I know what he means.
Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome. How's Colin coming, Scoop?
Writing's sure a lot tougher than I thought.
The whole truth. That's all you got?
That's all I could think of. I bet that's one of the guys with a hot flash of my comb. Scoop Brady talking. Oh. For you, Dad.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
Dad?
Yes?
Would you mind keeping it a little short? You never know when a big story might break.
Sure thing, Scoop.
All right, children. Time for exercises.
Not yet.
We had a...
Oh, come on now. One, two, one. Come on. Come on. One,
hey, what's
two,
going on here? Those are really cute.
This is Miss Crocker, our gym teacher.
Oh, how do you do, Miss Crocker?
How do you do? One, two, one.
What are they for?
Well, we're doing a skit on our teachers on Jamboree night. You know, rib them a little.
Well, that's the best time to rib them, after your final grades. And speaking of grades, you two have finals this week.
I finished all my studying, Mom.
So did I. That's why I'm helping Marcia with these puppets. I'm Mrs. Saunders, Marcia's English teacher.
Oh, hello.
And this is Mr. Price, the science teacher. And now, students, we take up the study of chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is a Greek word. Chloro means green, and I guess Phil is the guy who discovered it.
You got Mr. Price down perfect.
He's the toughest teacher I've ever had.
You have him this term, don't you, Peter?
I sure do.
Well, just remember, Scoop Brady, you have finals, too. So don't neglect your studies because of that column.
Don't worry, Mom. Everything's real cool.
Oh, yeah, well, just make sure it doesn't warm up. One, two, one.
Is that your column?
Yeah.
Can we read it? Well, come on. All it says is The Whole Truth by Scoop Brady.
Well, I haven't finished it yet.
It isn't even started.
Well, that's the whole trouble, getting it started. Before I became a writer, I could think of a million things to write about. No, I can't think of one.
Come on, there's lots of things to write about.
Oh, yeah, name one.
Well, how about my Jamboree night? And the girls' basketball team, undefeated. And so is the debating team.
Hey, that's real good stuff. And the drama club is doing 3 one-act plays.
And there's a charity prize.
Okay, you're getting me confused. I'll get on it right away.
I say, that Scoop is some reporter, I say. Yes, he is some reporter indeed.
Oh. Well, what do you think?
Well, it's not a bad column, Pete.
Well, the typing is real neat, Peter.
You think it's rotten.
Not at all. The items are fine. The way you wrote it, it's a little, dull. Right, Alice?
Well, you could jazz it up a little.
How?
Well, take the pie sale. You said 14 apple pies were baked. Couldn't you say something like, what sweet young thing in the 8th grade bakes the wildest apple pies in town?
Hey, I get it. Make it more personal.
Right. The girls' basketball item. You didn't mention a single name. Kids like to see their names in the paper and to read about themselves.
Particularly if you appeal to their vanity.
Vanity? What's vanity?
Vanity is what makes women with size 12 feet wear size 8 shoes.
She means flatter them.
Names? And flatter them, huh? Boy, will I ever! Thanks! I just wanted to thank you. They picked me to be yelled at you, and I owe it all to you.
Why me?
Because of all those things you wrote about me in your column.
I'm glad it helped.
Maybe we can have mall together after school.
Swell.
And I'm Payne. You're my guest, Peter.
Hey, Peter. You're the greatest.
You mean the item in the column.
I've never been so popular with girls. They really believe that stuff you wrote about me being a great dancer.
Well, you are, compared to me. I can't dance at all.
Here, it's only some candy bars, but I just wanted to show my appreciation.
Thanks.
Hey, if you can think of anything else to say about me, I've got an uncle who owns a pizza place. See you.
Peter! I've been looking all over for you.
Well, it looks like you found me.
Thanks for the... another great item in your column about my singing. Mrs. Meredith asked me to do a solo on Jamboree Night.
That's great.
And Peter, I'm going to have a super party soon. And you're the first name on my guest list.
I know you're studying, Eddie, but I need an item for my column. Yeah, something real snappy. A little gossip or... Have you got the whole thing about osmosis right now, Eddie? Yeah, I know. That science class isn't too easy. Okay, let me know if you're stuck again. Bye.
Well, did you get him squared away in osmosis?
Yep.
Yeah, well, that makes me feel a little bit better.
How do you mean?
Well, with all the time you've been spending on your column and all the parties you've been invited to, your mother and I have been a little bit afraid you've been neglecting your schoolwork.
Nah, I'm gonna do some more studying right now.
You are?
Yeah.
Hey, that's good. Turn out the lights when you're through.
Osmosis, osmosis. I better find out what in the heck osmosis is. Or does.
We both have Mr. Price for science, and we know what kind of final exams he gives.
I'm sure we can help.
Thanks. I just hope it's not too late.
The easiest way to remember things is by making up little rhymes about them. Like, a vertebrate has a back that's straight.
A vertebrate has a back that's straight. Hey, that's a great idea.
Do you know what a primate is?
Primate. Let's see. I don't think I do. On second thought, I'm sure I don't.
Now you can remember it like this. A primate has the size and shape of a monkey, a man, or any old ape.
A primate has the size and shape of a monkey, man, or any old ape. Hey, that's a great system.
Hey, it worked for me.
Me too.
Hey, I just thought of another rhyme.
What?
Next year's gonna be so nice. I won't have to worry about Mr. Price.
Pete, you better hit the book and read it.
Mr. Price, have pity on my brother.
Mr. Price?
Yes, Peter?
I was wondering, that exam we took on Friday, have you finished grading all the papers yet?
Oh, not all of them.
Oh.
As is my customary procedure, I grade the papers alphabetically according to student names. I'm presently up to L.
L? Then you're past B.
A keen analytical deduction. Keener than most of your deductions in the examination, I'm afraid, Peter.
That sounds like I didn't do so good.
You didn't do so well, either. I'm quite disappointed in you, Peter. For the first half of the semester, you received a B. I thought you would be one of my better students.
Is this test going to have a big effect on my report card?
Final examinations usually do, Peter.
Thank you, sir. D. A big, fat D.
Somewhere.
But yes, mon chéri, I have been chasing you to the four corners of the world.
I'll bet you say that to all the girls.
Oh, Charles, you mad impetuous fool. Kiss me.
Oh, God. Hi, kids. Well, don't just stand there like a dummy. Get me out of this.
Finals.
Most of them went okay.
Well, how was your science final? Was Mr. Price as tough as they say?
Mr. Price said he hasn't finished grading all the test papers yet.
Well, how do you think you did?
I'm sure I didn't get an A.
Well, I'll settle for an A minus.
Boy, so would I.
TV down in the family room.
We can't.
You gotta
around the room, dumbhead.
Well, I'm kicking you back in.
The way you're kicking us around, you must think we're footballs.
I've got to do a lot of heavy thinking up here.
If you don't think too loud, you won't bother us.
Look, if you both go watch TV downstairs, I'll give you a candy bar, okay?
Me too?
You too.
Wow, you got a whole box!
Where'd you get all that candy? From a guy at school. I wrote some nice things about him in my column.
You mean people give you things for that?
Sure, they like to read nice things about themselves. They give you candy bars, pizzas, sodas, and pass it to the movies. And maybe even a good grade.
Yeah! Yeah, what?
Never mind, you'll miss your movie. Hurry up. I've got a special column to write.
Say, any hot flashes to shake the world with, Scoop?
Almost finished.
What?
I said I'm almost finished. Greg, what's a way of saying somebody's the best at his job?
Outstanding.
No, I've already used that one.
Oh, well, super. Terrific.
No, I use them too.
Head and shoulders above the crowd.
Hey, that's great.
There have been many great men in our country, Washington, Lincoln. But we have a man in our school who is just as great, Mr. Price. Mr. Price, the science teacher?
Yeah, here's a carbon copy if you want to read it.
Are you kidding? When I had him, we called him Mr. Sourpuss.
That's just the way you see him. I've got to get this column over to my editor right away.
Washington, Lincoln, and Mr. Price.
Good morning, Mr. Price. What is so good about it, may I ask?
No, Marcia, I can still see your lips move. It's not easy to talk with your mouth closed.
Marcia, Jan, you gotta read this. You won't believe it.
Mr. Price?
He just slipped.
I'm Mr. Price, and even I don't believe it.
I can't blame you. You'd better.
There you are. Say, listen. I thought you were going to take care of that back lawn this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, I will, Dad, right away.
What's so funny?
Look, this is the
Scoop Brady's latest column.
You mean we got an art book wall in the family?
Not sure.
I don't think I've gotten to the funny part yet.
It's all funny if you know Mr. Price.
He's the dullest. I'm not going to have him till next year, but everybody in the whole school knows how dumb Mr. Price is.
He's the kind of guy, Dad, who tells the class jokes in Latin. And all semester, only one kid laughed, and he was Italian.
Oh, come on, I think you're being a little hard on Mr. Price.
It's not that he's a bad teacher. He just has a little trouble getting through to the kids.
Yeah, well, according to this, he seems to have gotten through to Peter. Listen, don't forget the lawn, okay?
I won't. I won't.
Do you think Peter actually thinks he's great?
Are you kidding? He's got to have some reason for writing that column.
A D? What's that, Mrs. Brady?
Look what I found in Peter's jacket. It's a science test. I thought it hadn't even been graded yet.
Oh, my. And D sure doesn't stand for dandy.
No wonder he was being so evasive about it.
Well, I'm not excusing Peter, honey, but it isn't easy to tell your parents about a bad grade.
He's a good student. I'll bet he didn't study at all.
You know, this is really ironic.
How do you mean?
Well, because Peter wrote a whole column about Mr. Price. He made him sound like a cross between Albert Einstein and Albert Schweitzer.
Yeah, well, I'll bet that was before he got the D.
No, as a matter of fact, he wrote it after.
How'd you find my test?
Well, you left it in the pocket of your jacket.
Oh. Well, it was a tough test, Dad. Ask any of the kids.
Well, I'm sure it was. Look, Peter, your mother and I wouldn't mind the D so much if we thought you'd done your very best. But you didn't, did you?
No.
No, you didn't. You were spending too much time being Scoop Brady, reporter. Not enough time being Peter Brady's student, right?
I'm sorry.
Listen, about this article you wrote this afternoon. About Mr. Price.
You know about that, too?
Yes, I do. Now, was that like your article says, the whole truth? Or was that just a snow job? Huh? In hopes of getting Mr. Price to give you a better grade on your report card?
A snow job, I guess.
Son, there is a thing called power of the press. And with the use of that power comes responsibility.
I guess I wasn't very responsible, was I?
No, you weren't. And writing nice things about your friends or about Mr. Price just to get personal reward isn't exactly honest reporting.
But what can I do now? I've already turned in the column.
I'm sure you'll think of something.
Yes, Peter.
Good morning, Mr. Price. I guess I'm a little early.
You are indeed. Your class doesn't occur for another 3 hours.
Sir, I have to talk to you about something.
Proceed.
I wrote a column about you. It's coming out in the paper. And some of the things I said, I didn't really mean.
Oh?
Like I said, you were the greatest teacher in the world. I didn't really mean the greatest. I meant fantastic. Not really fantastic. More like terrific. Terrific. I meant...
I know what you meant, Peter. I believe this is the article to which you are referring.
Yeah. How'd you get it?
Newspaper procedure. An editor has to verify factual data before it's printed.
Oh.
Peter, I've been a teacher too long not to recognize a soft soap job.
Snow job, sir.
Snow job, soft soap, whatever. Your flattery was as transparent as a membranous appendage of a Lepidoptera.
A what?
The wing of a butterfly. Lepidoptera is a scientific name for butterfly. You should have known that, Peter.
Oh. I thought I was being subtle.
Oh. I can read between the lines. I take it from this that my students find me somewhat remote and lacking in wit.
Boy, you really can read between the lines.
Also, I take it I may have some problem of communication.
Well, it's just with all those Greek and Latin words you use, the kids almost have to be professors to understand.
Well, perhaps we both learned something from this experience.
Yes, sir. Oh, Mr. Price, could you give me a hint what my final grade of the semester will be?
You'll get exactly what you deserve, Peter.
That's what I was afraid of. Hi, Dad.
Hello, Peter.
I just want to tell you that I talked to Mr. Price and I told him what I did.
Well, I'm glad, son. It took courage to do that.
And from now on, I'm not going to take any candy bars or movie passes or anything else, no matter what I write in my column.
Attaboy. I bet you feel better about that, don't you?
I sure do. Especially about Mr. Price. He was really nice.
Yeah. Well, I feel better about that, too.
You do?
Uh-huh.
That's great. Could you try to hold that feeling until my science grade comes out?
Yeah, sweetheart, I'm down to my last signature. Boy, I bet I'm the only parent in the neighborhood who gets writer's cramp signing report cards.
Well, the kids did all right, even counting Peter's problem with Mr. Price.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got a C. Altogether, I think they got 12 A's, 29 B's, and only 7 C's.
Well, that's a good average.
You betcha. Good night, honey.
Well, I'd give it a C.
Give what a C?
That kiss. I'd give it a C.
How about a chance to improve my grade, teacher?
That seems fair. Yes, that's definitely a B.
Only a B?
Well, I'm sorry. I calls them as I feels them.
How about another chance for a willing pupil?
Fire when ready, Gridley.
Oh,
Thank you.